Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Fearlessness Frequency Manifesting Success, the podcast that breaks down the actual scientific physics of success, helps you tune in to your most authentic self, vibrate at your most powerful frequency, and achieve the purpose-driven life, career, and/or business of your dreams. Join us as we jump right in and let's start the magic. Hello, Fearless Fam, and welcome back to another amazing episode of the Fearlessness Frequency Manifesting Success with your hosts, Melissa LaPlante and Lawrence Harris. And we have a really awesome thing to talk about today. We are going to talk about manifestation. And, you know, I have said so many times that manifestation is literally based on physics. It's literally a scientific approach. And that's what I promised to talk about on this channel. So today we're going to talk about specifically the law of physics that has to do with electromagnetism. Now, here's the thing. I know that's a big word. I am not going to spew a bunch of science terms at you and a bunch of math and make your brain hurt. Okay. This show is meant to explain things simply to anyone. Einstein said, if you are a master of something, you can explain it to a five-year-old. And I actually used to work with kids and explain pretty complex things to them in a way they understood. So I'm good at that. I've got you. This is a safe space to learn about physics and how you can use it to boss your fucking life, right? So today we're going to talk about the law of electromagnetism and what is that exactly. So when electricity and a magnetic field are created and combined, they form an electromagnetic field, right? Something you might be familiar with as far as electromagnetics is like those giant magnets that they have in the car dumps, you know, where they pick up the huge car. That's electric and magnetic, right? And so, but without those two energies combined, they couldn't pick up something with that level of force, right? So I want to talk about today how we can become powerful electromagnetic attractors, right? How does that work? And so your thoughts actually create electricity. The way that thinking works in your brain is you have what's called a synapse and a neuron. And the neuron says, hey, here's a thing that we're thinking. And then the synapse connects to the other neuron. The synapse is kind of like a little bridge, connects to the other neuron and says, well, let's tell the body to do the thing we're thinking, right? And then an electric signal is sent through your body to tell your nervous system to do the damn thing. Yes? Okay. So that's where the electricity comes in. Now, emotions create a magnetic field around you. This is scientifically proven. Okay. So the way that you feel literally creates a magnet for that exact frequency to come to you, right? And so when you want to create a powerful electromagnetic field for yourself, then your thoughts, the electricity, and your emotions, the magnet, need to be in line with your actions, right? And so when you take actions that are aligned with your thoughts and your emotions, you create a literal magnetic field around your body, around your energy that can be measured with scientific tools, and it literally attracts the same frequency. If you look at a north and a south magnet, you try to put them together, they push apart, right? I'm sorry, two north magnets, my fault. If you take two north magnets and try to push them together, they push apart, right? But if you take, you know, everything has an opposite and equal reaction, right? So if you are strongly believing negatively, if your thoughts are negative, if your emotions are negative, that's your electromagnetic field. That's what you're attracting. So every time you worry about something, have you ever worried about something so much and then it happens and then you're just like, oh my God, I feel so justified in having worried about that because it definitely happened. It actually happened because you worried about it.
Absolutely.
You attracted that. You magnified that outside of yourself. And then physics took over and said, here's a frequency that's like the one you have, because that must be what you want. That's what you're attracting. Okay. The same is true, however, for positive and powerful thoughts, right? So I am a master manifester. I am confident in saying that. And there's not a person on this earth who's known me for longer than a week that wouldn't agree. What about you, Lawrence? Would you agree that I'm a master manifester?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You've been having so many things back to back. And in our upcoming episodes, you guys will get to find out.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, I have a huge announcement coming for a partnership I'm doing that's going to be explosive for the amount of lives that I get to help. And I'm excited, but I don't want to give any of the particulars away until I, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's and everything's in place. And I have the permission from the other organization to kind of brag that, yes, I am part of this. So yeah, for sure. But I've been manifesting things my entire life, right? And I've always been a powerful manifester. And so what I want to teach today is how to help you do that, right? Because while I have an exact set of steps I do for manifesting something, the key ingredient, it doesn't matter if I do all those steps or not, but the key ingredient is going to make a different outcome. So it's the difference of using Splenda versus sugar making cookies, right? So, you know, you're still going to get a cookie. It's still going to be edible. It may or may not taste good. Depends on the rest of the recipe. I'm not a fan of substitute sugars personally. But what I'm saying is that the power in your energy creates the magnitude, literally, of what you attract, right? So when you are vibrating at your most authentic frequency, when you are stepping into your most authentic power and your thoughts and emotions are powerfully aligned with your purpose, powerfully aligned with your goals, and every action that you take is a result of that, you cannot fail. You cannot fail. I'm sure I've used this quote on an episode before, and even if I haven't, you'll hear it more than once from me because it's one of my favorite quotes of all time. But Einstein said, everything is energy. That's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but achieve that reality. It is not philosophy, it is physics. And it's literally just the result of creating the most powerful electromagnetic field you can to obtain what it is you are going for, right? And we are very, very powerful beings, right? And, you know, so that's, you know, in my private practice, that's what I teach with my neurodivergent professionals is that, hey, you can have all your dreams, but you can also have it without masking, without trying to be someone you're not. And you're actually going to have so much more abundance in your life, living that in fearlessly in that authenticity than you would if you followed the same steps. And yes, you can still manifest things following the same steps that I give for manifestation because it's science and it works. But it's the difference between manifesting yourself a cheeseburger from McDonald's or manifesting yourself a steak dinner from Ruth Chris. Okay. So the energy that you come with in that manifestation process is what really fuels the power behind the actual act of manifestation, even though the steps will work for anyone in any way if you follow them and do them right. But the power with which you do it will be magnified a million fold when your thoughts, emotions and actions are in line. What are your thoughts on that, Mr. Harris?
So on that, I want to mention how what we align ourselves with, we're going to pull in. Think of it like this. The phrase, I am blank.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to say to yourself, I am talented. Okay, that's just what you're saying. Now, that's the label, but are you going to walk in that? Are you going to demonstrate your talent? Are you going to put the work behind it? And when the things you say, the way you identify is aligned with action, it is aligned with the steps you need to take, you're putting them together. You take it from just words and ideas and thoughts to reality.
Yes.
Because when you speak out, you become a magnet. You pull things to you. For me right now, I say this all the time to people. I am 18, do not have a PhD. I do not have so many of these things that the world would say are signs of success. I don't have a car. I don't even have a driver's license. I don't even have a bike. I have a skateboard and I've got two legs. So I say to myself,
hey, that's better than me. I would never get on a skateboard. I like me too much.
Well, I don't skate as much now because I'm like, you know, the idea of slamming into a wall.
Right.
It don't feel
good. That's what I'm saying. If I was meant to have wheels, they would have been attached somewhere at birth. I do not belong on wheels. I don't. Skateboarding, roller skating, none of it. Nope, that's not my jam. So I'm just saying much respect for you to even doing that. But continue. Sorry.
I actually just sparked a thought that not just having wheels, but having what you're meant to have.
Yeah.
Our idea of success is unique to each of us. Because
yes,
when you're authentically aligned with your calling, what your mission is, what you're placed on this world to do, it doesn't matter if I have a car or not. It doesn't matter if I have a $1 million home. What matters is walking in alignment with who I am, what I'm meant to do, the person that I see, and bringing your thoughts into reality. And like you said, this isn't just theory. This isn't just thought. We can see real world examples of this. Our lives are perfect examples. I really just woke up one day and said, hey, you know, I'm good at talking to people. I'm good at giving advice. I've been able to help myself. Why don't I start helping other people? Then I found out, oh, wait, people pay for that. Let me make a career out of it.
That sounds
and that's what I've been doing
to my story for sure. Definitely. I was actually talking to someone yesterday and talking a bit about that because they kind of asked me how I got into coaching and how I found out about it. And it was really a funny story because I've literally been coaching the people in my life naturally for always, right? Because I've always had a sense of my ability to succeed and crush goals and an idea of kind of how I was doing it, right? It took me probably 15 years to reverse engineer it into what I now teach, right? But even still, it's just naturally within me to care about people and to empower and uplift them and show them things that maybe they're not seeing, right? And so it's really funny. I'm actually a family heirloom. So when I met this friend years ago, he was like 17 and I was 22. I was just a couple of years older than him. And we did music together. You know, he was kind of like a little brother to me. And he would always call me for life advice, for girl advice, for any kind of a struggle he was going through. So when his little brother turned 18 a few years later, and by the way, me and this person are still totally friends, like almost 20 years later, actually 20 years later, exactly. Wow. Anyway, but when his little brother turned 18 back in the day, he said to him, if you ever have trouble in life, if you ever need relationship advice, if you ever need job advice, if you ever need any kind of support, call her, and gives him my card that I had at the time. And this was before I was coaching. I didn't find out about life coaching itself until my father passed away. And at one point I was going through his belongings and I found a CD-ROM and back when people still use those. And so I, you know, put it in my laptop to boot it up and see what was on it. And a bunch of the files were actual emails he had back and forth with his life coach. I didn't know he had a life coach when he died. I didn't know that he had a business coach who was helping him form his invention ideas and stuff. He had amazing ideas. My dad was a brilliant, brilliant person. But nonetheless, I was like, what's a life coach? And so then I start kind of researching it and I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Let's fucking go. My dad died when I was 24. About 4 years later, when I was 28, that I discovered that path of life coaching and I went for it. Right. And so, you know, it's funny how life will always provide the opportunities that we need to succeed if we stay focused on our truth, right? So a really great example of that is, and yeah. I know that you won't personally necessarily be able to relate to this, Lawrence, but anyone who's purchased a car can relate to the fact that now they have this gray Ford and maybe they didn't notice gray Fords before, but now they're everywhere, right? Because it's in your forefront, right? It's what you're thinking about. It's, you know, and so it's not that, you know, this opportunity that I got yesterday was life-changing, career-changing. It's huge. I really can't wait to talk about it. But the thing is that it took me a full 24 hours to manifest and land this opportunity because I was thinking about it already, right? I was already saying, this is what I need to the universe. And then when the opportunity came, it was very easy to identify that that's exactly what it was, the opportunity I was asking for, because it aligned up with everything that I'm doing and saying and my authentic self. And it was the perfect opportunity for me, you know? And so that didn't happen by chance. I promise you, it didn't happen by chance, because I literally had taken steps and did my own method, you know, to get there. But a big part of that method is knowing that your thoughts and your emotions and your actions and your purpose are all in alignment. When that happens, you are unstoppable. You're absolutely unstoppable. Do you get scared anymore? Yep. Every fucking day. Do you get, you know, do you go through times where you're like, fuck, I really want to give up. Like, I don't even know why I'm doing this anymore. You know the why, but you're just like, things have been repeatedly hard and you're just down. But, you know, I went through that recently. Last weekend, I had a really tough emotional weekend because I had worked way too much for my, and no one forced me to. I'm the CEO, but, you know, I put way more in than my body was capable of. And so I had like a hard crash emotionally, physically, everything, because I wasn't practicing self-care. And I struggle with self-care, but it's important that we understand that it's not selfish to do self-care and set boundaries and do things that benefit you first, because how can you give the whole of something you only have half of? How can you pour into someone else from a cup that's empty? You can't. So, you know, but I was going through this dark place where I was like, I've worked so hard and I've done so much and I'm not where I want to be and I'm sad and I feel like giving up. And even though I would never, and anyone who knows me knows I may have those emotions because I'm human, but at the end of the day, I know that on the other side of every single one of those dips is a raise. It's an ebb and a flow. It's gravity. It's the law of gravity. And it doesn't just affect a ball you throw in the air. Okay. It affects the absolute existence of everything around you, including all the particles inside yourself, your electromagnetic field. So just know that after every huge win, there's going to be a little bit of a low. And after every deep low, there's going to be a big win, you know, because it's literally physics, the ebb and flow, the tide goes out and it comes back in, you breathe in, you exhale out. This is not new, right? But people want to separate themselves constantly from physics and nature.
Yes. Now, on that note right there, I have a really great way to like visualize that to people, because this is something that I've gone through as well in so many ways in my life. So I'm going to draw this out for you all, because it's a lot easier to explain this visually. So let's say you start somewhere. You're up here. Okay. Yep. You're up here. This is your starting point.
Right.
You know, this is where you start. Now, throughout life, we're going to have times where we go up. There are going to be times we go down. There are going to be times we go up, down. And a lot of times we start thinking that our trajectory is this. Okay, there's so much glare that I might have to like. Yeah, a lot of times we think our trajectory is this, where we're just going up, down, up, down, up, down.
Oh, you know, you're spiraling all over the place. But in reality,
what's happening... Where a lot of times what's actually happening is something more like this, where actually you're going up, then you're going down. But when you're down, you're actually higher than you were when you started.
Last time you're down.
You're just,
absolutely. That's an excellent way to explain it, Lawrence.
You're
Thank
not
you
going
for
like
that.
This. You're not going like this. You're going like this.
Yeah, you're never back at
You're
start.
Going up, then, yeah. So even if right now you're going through a hard time, this is something I reflect on so much. My hardest times currently are the things I used to pray for.
Yeah.
I used to pray for the hard time I'm having right now. I used to pray for times where I'm just frustrated over something small.
Right?
Because where I started out, I was frustrated about things that, like, who am I as a person? How do I matter in this world? That's what I was frustrated about. Whereas now, the things I get mad over or I'm upset about, I can remind myself, like, Lawrence, you prayed for this. This is a blessing from your younger perspective.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. That is such a valuable thing to point out to people who are struggling is that, yeah, you might be struggling right now, but, you know, are you struggling in the worst way you ever have, or are you struggling at a higher level now? And something that I tell people all the time is like
imagine.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that reminded me that imagine if you used to be homeless and you're stressing about how you're going to pay your rent.
Right.
Like your problem right now, when you're struggling to pay rent, when you were homeless, you prayed for the day when you struggle to pay rent.
100%. And something that I like to point out to people is that your fears and your challenges don't actually ever go away, right? But the difference is that every time they spiral back around to your existence again, you have more tools each time. You level up like Mario, right? So the first time a problem comes around, it's going to hit you a hell of a lot harder than the 30th time it comes around. And you've actually formed coping mechanisms and a support system and learned about ways to overcome that or work around it or whatever. And so while it's still an annoyance, it's the difference of a fly in your face versus a tsunami, right? And so you know, that's the kind of power that I teach people to harness is so that you know yourself. I made up a term today jokingly, and I was like, oh my God, I'm keeping that forever. I want to help people become so fiercely powerful in their own authenticity and their talents and their skills and their knowledge and the way that they learn and whatever, that I want them to become weapons of mass completion. Yes, right? I was vibing with that.
Ooh,
I was like, I have literally fine-tuned every part of my authentic self to the way that I experience a powerful existence, so much so that I am absolutely a weapon of mass completion. Okay? And
yes.
So...
And right there, I want to mention that. So right there, I want to mention that when you get to that point in your life, you start to see the beauty in all people. Like,
yeah,
this may sound a little strange to people who haven't done this before, but there's been time when I've just seen a random person and you are just like, wow, they are so beautiful. Not because of how they physically look.
Their energy.
In your mind, you start to think like their energy, their presence, their existence is beautiful. Because just think about all the little things that had to happen for you to be born. Your parents had to meet, their parents had to meet, their
right.
parents had to meet.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
The
chain of
asteroid
events.
That hit the dinosaurs. Yeah.
Those
and
poor dinosaurs.
You're like, you just want to, you want to help people to love themselves more, not because they give you something, but you feel good by other people feeling good and they feel good. Because you feel good, and it's just this infinite spiral of love.
Good feelings,
but the thing is, you can only have that when you're both being your real self. Because how can I love someone who isn't showing me who they really are? And how can I be truly loved if I'm not showing who I truly am?
Absolutely. And I want to come back to a point that you kind of sparked a thought of mine a minute ago, talking about... So. The other day, I posted on my Instagram a story, and part of that story said that autism is not a disability, right? And I will die on a hill for that, okay? Because you know, and everyone in my life who's heard me talk longer than 5 minutes knows that I believe that disability is due to the structure and the status quo and the cookie cutter, and that the opportunities aren't there for people who show up differently, right? But, you know, so something I said, I went live yesterday on Instagram, and something I said that really powerfully resonated with myself is that each of us are built for the purpose that we pursue. So we have all the tools inside of us already. And so I am not out there saying that every autistic, OCD, trauma survivor woman should be doing what I am doing, because all the experience and wisdom and struggles and trials and, you know, experiences that I bring to my mission are unique to me. And I would never expect someone else to go achieve what I achieved if it wasn't within their, in their purpose makeup, right? So when I say that I don't believe in disability, it's because that if every person learns their actual needs, how they learn, what best ways that they can, you know, unfortunately deal with what is available right now, you know, do the things to make changes. I've said this example a million times about the guy who ran Olympic track with no legs, right? You know, and so it's like, it's the disability is the belief that because we don't fit in the box, that we are not able. And that's bullshit.
Yes.
Okay. Get rid of the fucking box. I want to create a world where everybody can show up as their personal authentic self. And that personal authentic self might use a wheelchair. That personal authentic self might be on the spectrum. That personal authentic self might be a trauma survivor. But what mission their life has built for them through their energy and existence, when they focus on a purpose, they have the tools to complete their purpose. And whatever like struggle that they have, because it doesn't matter, every human has a struggle. Every human. It might be a physical disability. It might be a mental illness. It might be a financial disability, right? But everybody comes to the table with a challenge, right? I want to create the kind of empowerment where it doesn't matter what your challenges are. They can be overcome. And to build a world where every ability is celebrated equally and nobody's disabled. Everyone just has different ways that they do their purpose.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's right there.
Yeah. So right there, that just reminded me of this time where often we don't celebrate our abilities enough. And if we don't acknowledge our abilities, it's hard for us to acknowledge the abilities of others.
Right.
But the best way that I found to do that is when you connect with your authentic self, you're able to connect better with others' authentic self.
Oh,
because like you said, disabilities are just a matter of not being in the box.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We spend so much time in boxes. We spend time inside of houses that are boxes, cars that are boxes, jobs
stores
that are boxes.
Boxes.
We spend, and we just mentally box ourselves in. And I remember this time when me and my ex-girlfriend, when we were still together, she was like crying because she felt like she didn't belong anywhere. And I explained to her that
I felt that before.
If
it's a hard place to be.
Yeah, it was like you want to find somewhere to be when truly the place that you're meant to be is the place you're meant to be. You're not meant to go. Me, for example, a lot of people look at me and they're like, oh, he's a black man with dreadlock, so he must love to play basketball. I don't. I love fishing. Okay. I will go fishing for 10 hours.
I'm 5'9". And so people always thought, oh, do you play basketball because you're tall? Now, to be fair, I did. I did play basketball. But the point is, though, that if I didn't, it would have still been assumed because I'm a tall woman. Right. So, and I love fishing.
And people.
And that's, you know, it's just this constant need to adhere to the status quo that causes, you know, the limitations on people, not that the people are limited. And that's what I'm trying to really bring everything home to.
And for me, like, I know one thing I'm not, I'm not super messy. I'll say that. But I am not the neatest person in the world. But
no, I'm messy.
When it comes to when it comes to things I love and things I'm authentically good at, like, I feel one of the missions of my life is to create.
Oh, it is.
To create. I create blessing for other people. I create jewelry. I also create art out of cans.
That is all I don't really... we are meant to do, is to exist and create from our authentic selves. Like, that's it. That's what we're meant to do. Yeah. That's what the cellular purpose is, right?
And when you create and you align with that cellular purpose, you're able to be who and what you're meant to be, rather than getting so caught up in trying to find a place. You create the place.
100%.
By being authentic, you attract the people who like your thing.
Yeah.
For example, I have a friend who, she loves like underground punk rock scene, like mosh pits, the whole nine yards.
I have a friend that who loves that same thing. It's not my jam, but he loves it.
Yeah, like right now, she's from Tennessee, but she's in Florida because she drove down there for one of those shows. And we often talk about how her lifestyle is so outside of the norm. But the beauty of that is she's found people who that is their thing. You can only find your tribe if you're you.
Yes, 100%. And the thing is just like cells, like I say, we all are, cells form cell groups to accomplish things, right? But they don't form, heart cells don't form groups with liver cells and vice versa, right? So I want to go ahead and bring just to the final statements of our podcast for the day. Again, thank you for joining. Subscribe, like, share, comment. I would love to see comments on things that you as a person want to hear us talk about, or types of guests you'd like to see. We have lots of guests coming up on the show in the next few weeks to come, and a lot of exciting announcements. But yeah, just, you know, at the end of the day, if you make sure that your thoughts, emotions, and actions are in line with your authentic self, and you know who that is, you are powerful and you can achieve anything. I am living proof of that. Lawrence is living proof of that. Many people that I have met in my life and had the pleasure of working with are living proof of that. So you can do it too. Okay. So thank you again for another amazing episode of the Fearlessness Frequency Manifesting Success. And we will see you next time.
Have a good one.